Hello?
Hi, my name is Latasha, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yeah,
I do
ma'am.
need the advice of this call being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I had called and filed a claim. I think it was either Thursday or Friday, and I was trying to tell the lady that I couldn't get into the system at all. Nor could I certify yesterday.
Okay, now she should have gave you a phone number that you can get into the system and call it in. Because
Okay, so I asked her.
you have Sunday through Friday to do it, but I'll be more than happy to give you the phone number.
I called the phone line. Actually, I couldn't get through.
So you called 1-800-752-7389.
I ain't gonna lie to you, like I called that exact number, whatever number it gave me on the website.
Okay, but to do your three jobs is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay,
Now,
and as
if
soon
you
as it.
have any questions about your case, they should have gave you a different number, which was 1-800-361-4524. Now, that phone number is the inquiry department, and you won't get any answer until 5 p.m. They're
Okay,
only open Sunday through Thursday.
so this is the thing right here. Like, shouldn't it be a way that I can check my claim online?
You should be able to go
Okay.
to adol.alabama.gov. Are you want to try it right now so I can try to walk you through it to see what's going on real quick? From my experience that I know of, the quickest I, you know.
Okay, I'm on a website. It's a website. I'm my client.
Yes.
Okay, so I go to the client portal, right?
Yes.
Okay, then it say log in.
Yes.
Okay, and they ask me, do I want to log in, continue with Apple, with Google, or with Microsoft? Okay, so I don't have Apple, so I'm just gonna say Google, right?
Yep.
Okay, now it gave me a list of, okay. Now it sent me to user registration page. Okay, I've been trying to do this for so long, but it keep telling me that it ain't accurate. The information I'm giving is not.
But you already did your claim, right?
Yes, man, I filed a claim online though. Like I spoke with a lady. I spoke
Okay.
with a lady.
So,
Yeah.
if you already done with your claim online, try to call the phone number this Sunday. See, you couldn't do anything until this Sunday anyway when it comes to filing your claim online. I mean, by telephone. So call the number that 1-800-752-7389 number I just gave you, and see what it
Okay.
does for you, because it
Okay, you
should
said
be
it's 1-800 what again?
752.
Okay.
7389.
Okay.
Now, if you still have problems with your portal, you're gonna need to call that 1-800.
Hold on, let me get my other phone so I can put that
Okay.
number Okay, what it is again, 1-800.
Now, the first one I'm giving you is to put your three jobs in, which is
752.
1-800.
I got the 752 number.
Okay. The other one is to call the inquiry department. It's
Okay.
1-800-361-4524.
All right. 361. 45. And I can't call this until 5 p.m., right?
That is correct. They're open Sunday through Thursday.
Okay. All right.
But you should
Now,
be able to if.
if I can't get through on the 752 number, I just gotta wait till 5 and call the inquiry number.
That is correct.
Okay.
Because it should prompt you to put in your Now, what are you using when you go in and try to file your claim? What what type of are you using Google or are you using Firefox? What are you using?
I'm using Google.
Okay.
But like I can't okay when I called and did and filed my claim over the line with the lady I spoke with, like she did everything for me, but like when I even when I was like trying to do it myself like online, like I couldn't ever get through.
Mm-hmm.
But she also asked me like why was my mother maiden name different? Like, and I advise her like I don't know why I say that I ain't never try to file I know it's my first time ever trying to file a claim.
Okay, so she probably fixed that, and it does take a little time to fix that. So I would just do it over the phone, give it a little time to fix it, cause she probably fixed it in the system and submitted a ticket for it. Now, usually the mother's maiden name is just the last name. Don't put the whole name. That is another reason why it will kick you out.
Yeah, I'm aware it's just a last name, but like I told her, like I never ever try to file a claim. Like this is my first time ever filing a claim, so I wouldn't even see like
that. It could be that your employer, when you was putting in your paperwork, you know, and your employer asked you what your mother's maiden name was or something like that, it probably put it in wrong. But just do the 1-800-752 number. You have until Friday at the 19th. Since you just did it, you did it week before last, so it would be this Friday at 12. Yeah, so it would be this Friday at 5. So you got to this Friday at 5 to put it in, which would be the 12th. So, but you can make sure you, when you do get in or do start the process, you have all of them at one time to put in. Okay?
I have all of them at one time. Would you?
All three jobs to put in at one time, because once you start the process, you're going to need to go ahead and fill it completely out.
Hold on, when you say three jobs, I'm lost.
Okay, when you do your weekly certification, it's going to ask you what's the jobs that you have applied for.
Oh, no, see, look, this my situation. Like, I work at Hyundai, right, but I work, like, through a temp. And we've been on shutdown, so but I'm still kind of we go back to work Wednesday, so but I was trying to file my unemployment for
filed your unemployment. Let me look into your thing, because she should have told you if you had to file your weekly certification or not. Let me get your full social.
424-31-9484. Like, I still have my job. We go back
what's
on the 10th.
But what's
like,
your first and last name?
Michael Williams.
What's your date of birth?
05-26-1989.
Your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is William. My driver's license number is 105-16-916. Let me check to be sure. Yeah, 105-16-916.
What's your address?
6350 Woodley Circle, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116.
Thank you. Did she give you an application ID number or a transaction number?
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I believe she did. I got it in my other phone. Yeah, it's 489.
Hold on. 489. 1-3-1-2-0-5. What's Friday? Okay. So give it a little bit, because they let's see, I don't know what your status is going to be. So we got your application.
Okay.
That's a definite. We do have it. So the application was most definitely done. We just you got to give it time to process because you did it Friday.
Right.
So they probably hadn't even got started. But at the end of y'all conversation, before she submitted it, what did she say? Did she tell you you had to do 3 jobs this weekend, or did she tell you that since you returned to work, you won't have to look for a job unless your recall date has something changed with your recall date, or you don't know, you don't remember?
No, she didn't say anything like that, but we did went over the job search thing. She was telling me she was saying something about the job search thing, but she didn't say like that I had to she was like, well, if you get approved or something, that like, you're gonna have to look for a job. But like I kept trying to tell her, like, I'm not unemployed, like I have a job. We just been on shutdown, but we returned back to work like Wednesday.
Did you get her a recall date?
Yeah, I told her the day we shut down and the day that we returned.
Okay. So right now, you shouldn't have to do anything because you have a recall date. But if your recall date, you need to be ready to go back to work. So if anything happened with that status of y'all recall, you need to give that inquiry department a phone call.
What you mean if anything happened?
Let's say they call you tomorrow and say, hey, we ain't gonna return to work on Wednesday. Let's just say Wednesday was your date. I'm just saying as an example. If they call you and say, hey, Wednesday we're not gonna return, that's when you need to update us so we can fix your recall date in the system.
Okay.
But if you got a recall date, you shouldn't have to do, especially if y'all just shut down for 2 weeks due to a company shutdown, you shouldn't have to do a work search in the system. And you should receive a letter shortly about it, if that's correct. If she put it in correctly, like she's supposed to, you should receive a what we call a monetary determination letter. And you should receive a letter telling you that you won't have to do the weekly certification due to, you know, the company shutdown.
Okay. So can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though we returned back to work Wednesday, like, for the little time that we was out, would I still be qualified for the receive the benefit?
Now, that part, I can't tell you. All I know, you did what you were supposed to do. Now, since you did that, like I said, it was between, you know, what you were supposed to do, your job that told you to call us and do your unemployment benefits in the unemployment department.
Okay.
So, just you did what your part that they asked you to do, and let them handle it from there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And please enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.